in the parasha of the Akedah. So then it says there's a fundamental problem, a fundamental shaila. The the parasha of Akedah is the parasha of Mesiras Nefesh. So Meila Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu has a whole life before in back of him. Avraham Avinu stood for something. All the Nisyonis that he was Oyim Ben Nisyon and so on. He represents something. He has a shita, a daya, whatever you want to call it. And Mesiras Nefesh is Mois Nefesh for that shita. Yitzchok Avinu, we have kemat zero about him. There's nothing. This parasha, a little bit. The next parasha, we don't see any uftu. We don't see any mohus of Yitzchok Avinu. So the Akedah being Mesiras Nefesh, how do we translate Mesiras Nefesh when there's no cause of being Mesiras Nefesh for? Mesiras Nefesh is always for something. So Avraham Avinu is, whatever he said, he was Kairila, like we saw in the last few Shabbosim, he was Kairila Kol Olam, and in Yichud of Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chesed, Nachas Orchim, and Chulu, 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 all the Inyanim. So Avraham Avinu is Mesiras Nefesh for everything that he stood for, to do Ratzon Bari. Yitzchak Avinu, there's no Mohus that we can tap onto, Kimat, that we could say he's Mesiras Nefesh for that. So what's the pshat of Mesiras Nefesh by Yitzchak? What's the... That's a big Indian. It's a big... In a similar vein, the Balatanya speaks about when he describes the different chalke and hasham of a person. So the different chalke and hasham is a medrash, chazal, it's a bejiz rabba, there's nefesh, ruach, hasham, chai, yechida. Most of the inyanim that we're kosher to on a gear to the lower parts of the hasham, nefesh, ruach, hasham. The other inyanim, it's not clear to us what their metzias is and what they're for, the deeper parts of a person's neshama. The Baal Tanya speaks about he makes a ha'ara. Where is it that afilu Risha Yisrael, it's not only him, it's a lot of others, that afilu Risha Yisrael and Pesha Yisrael, begufam, when it comes to a moment of Mesiras Nefesh, the Mesiras Nefesh. And kachav, in all of history, some of the biggest Risha Yisrael, but when it came Eis Nisayin, the Mesiras Nefesh. So yes, chayitach. Where does it come from? So he answers, and it's not only him. Again, it's a lot of others for him. But he answers that this is the Ava Mesuteris in Nishmas Yisrael, that people in Klai Yisrael have an Ava Tagash Baruch Hu that's hidden, it's camouflaged, Ibaida Chitzonis, and these are the higher daggers in the Shema, what he calls Chai Yechida. This is where a person draws a koyach from the Moisa Nefesh, and that's why the Muchen to be Moisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch. That's where it comes from. That's the Mokah. But Be'emes, if you try to think about it, you have the same type of Shaila. I mean, a person who's a Yisrael, a Yisrael on a minimal level, He does mitzvahs, he keeps like maveris on a minimal level of shmiras mitzvahs. So Mesiras Nefesh, we understand, has value. That the pshat is the person stood for something. The person's mitzvahs was a mitzvahs of emunah, of Torah, and he's willing to be Mesiras Nefesh on it. So he's not on such a high madrega, but he's still willing to be Mesiras Nefesh. That we deher. But how do you deher somebody who's taka poishis, or somebody who wishes with all of his evarim and gidim that he was a goy? That he acts like a goy, he can't get enough yitzharas of a goy, and he's called kuli shaku in it, and then he's moisa nefesh. So the sheirish where it comes from, we understand. But what meaning does it have in the context of a person's life? The person does everything like a goy and better than a goy, but he's moisa nefesh for being a Jew. What being a Jew mean? What is it? And you see it. It's mishunadiki. I mean, where do you understand this nekud of mine? That's the nekud I want to be misbein about. There's a chazal, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is one of the earliest medrashim, a very chashva medrash. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar describes that kedah, and he says like this. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, kim shigi acherev al tzavari parchov yotze nishmosa shal Yitzchak. That when the cherev reached tzavar, so Yitzchak tak. Died. It's parach nishmosay. Kivin sheishmiya koyle mi bein shnei akruvim ve'oma al tishtach yotchal anar. When the voice came out and he calls it bein shnei akruvim, the Dvar Hashem is always Bein Shnei Akruvim. When he said, Al Tishlach Yodcha Al-Nar, Chozer HaNefesh L'Gufoy, the Nefesh came back to the Guf, V'Hitiroi V'Omad Al-Raglov, he untied him and he stood on his feet, V'Yeda Yitzchok T'chias HaMesim in HaTorah, and Yitzchok realized T'chias HaMesim in HaTorah, She'Kol HaMesim Asidim Lachyos. He deheard T'chias HaMesim. V'Oysa Asher Pasach V'Omad Baruch HaTor Hashem M'chai HaMesim. He made the brach of Mechaya Mesim, and that's why the bracha, the second bracha of the first three brachas are keneged Ovis, Avram Tzik Yaakov, Avram is Mogen Avram, Yitzchok is keneged, is Mechaya Mesim is keneged Yitzchok Avinu. So Be'etzem in the Akeda, the bottom line of the Meisr Akeda is not the Mesiris Nefesh, as far as Yitzchok goes, it's not Mesiris Nefesh, but the mid of Tchias HaMesim. In Yitzchak, we heard something of Tchias HaMesim. We have to understand, the music of Tchias HaMesim, the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yesham Chayel Kolam Haba, Chutz. If somebody is Kaif and he says that there's no Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, he has no Chayel Kolam Haba. In the framework of Emunah, so the important Emunah is, not the right way to say it. The fundamental emunahs are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzius. That we understand, without that nothing starts. Torah, Min HaShemayim, Tzivuyim, so on, that's a second step, that without that nothing takes place. Schar V'Oinish, in its broad context, also, because it means Hashgacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees what we do, reacts to what we do, and the whole mareches of schar v'inish, that is in beklol yusim, schar v'inish is something that is that we can understand as fundamental. Tchias HaMesim L'chura is a prat of schar v'inish. It's one of the pratim. I mean, if somebody goes around and says there is no Gehenim, so, I mean, he's a kaifer because Chazal say there is. We have a Messiah, there is. If somebody goes around and says there's no kechves or other inyanim that Chazal said, all of those inyanim is part of Torah, it's part of the framework of Schar V'Oinish, and it's an emunah. I mean, Tchias HaMesim is singled out as being unique. The Mishnah says, because the Yisrael have a Chayel Kolam Haba, chutz mi, and the kfir that we tap onto is Tchias HaMesim. Why? And it says even further, it says, if you take a look in the Lashonis over there in Chazal, in Zmar Sanhedrin, the whole Gemara is dealing with Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah Minayin. And the Ramazim they find in HaTorah are so awkward and so vait, the Rimzei Ramazim, all of them. So what's the Indian? In other words, if somebody says he believes there's Tchias HaMesim, but he doesn't believe it's in HaTorah. Rashi says a dove of Pell over there. Rashi says if he doesn't believe it's been a Torah, minayin loy dove is there. How does he know such a thing? Where did he get from? It can't be such a thing. It's very modern, the whole thing. So the fundamental emuna that the Mishnah chaps on, that's important for Olam Haba, and Olam Haba means like a Tchias HaMesim. That's the Lashon over there that's the Raya over there for most Rishonim, that Tchias HaMesim is Olam Haba, because it's a Zekin Egedzeh, if he's Kaif in this, Kaif in that. Where does Tchias HaMesim become an Iker Yisoid of everything? What's the Iker now? Bechlau, the whole Musik of Tchias HaMesim is a Dover that is not within our Hesig Bechlau. I saw somebody brings down a Chazal. I can't find the Chazal. I heard Rav Futna say it a few times. Rav Futna said it's tam as a Milsa de Pshitasa, that in all our tefillas we never mention Tchias HaMesim, because there's no such thing as a tefillah for Tchias HaMesim. We have no shaykhs to Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is Eishal Eretzim Eisaperi. We're not connected to Tchias HaMesim, so there's no mokum tefillah. There is a steer of Lefais. It says by Elisha, it was Mechai Mason. The Gemara says, Vikula Berachmi. Gemara in Brachas. So I'm not sure. But Al Kapanim, by even Klali, there's no Tefillah for Tchias HaMesim, because we're not Shaykh to it. I saw someone who brings it down as a Chazal. I couldn't find the Chazal. I couldn't find it the way he mentioned it. I couldn't find it by even Klali. But actually, yet, it's an axiom. When we say, when somebody is sick, even if Kerev Chad is Menachs Latzavori, we sit and say Tilim. As soon as we hear the Psura we say dynamis and tefillah stops. I remind me that Tzrias Hamesim for Mashiach we mispalel Semach David Yerushalayim. All these inyanim we mispalel for Mashiach. Tzrias Hamesim we not mispalel because it's not shayach to us. So the Ishbitzer says that faket the tachlis of Yitzchak was to bring down the musig of Tzrias Hamesim. And let's try to understand it. And we'll try to dehear it. First of all, just push it. He says Yitzchok is called Yitzchok, Meloshen Tzchoik. The Gemara says Omer Rabbi Yechon, Also Ladom Lamalei Tzchoik Piv Boilam Haza Shenema Oz Yimalei Tzchoik Pinu. A person is not allowed to fill his mouth with Tzchoik in this world because it says Oz Yimalei Tzchoik Pinu that Losed Lovei Tzchoik is Losed Lovei. So the Pashta Pshat is that it's Keilu we're talking about Aschov Mabayis Aschov Meis Amigdash. But the mashmos is that's in the context of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Levyosin, it says, Levyosin zeh yatzata l'sachik boi. The tzchoik is miyuchin only for the lasid lovi. The word tzchoik, it denotes two things. Tzchoik denotes pleasure, misachik mishta, like it says. There's also a deher in tzchoik, something that is not, it's impossible. Tzchoik also lelekim. It's something that's not shaykh. It doesn't make any sense. Also yimolei tzchoik pinu denotes tainuk. It also denotes a disbelief. It's something that's not shaykh. So Yitzchok Avinu was born, the Ishbitzer says, Yitzchok Avinu was born within the framework of tzchoik because Sarah was tzoichek, because it bechlal, it was a birth that was not believable, and he was called Yitzchok because he was tzoichek, and his whole mitzias was kilu mufka. The Zohar says that tzoichek is loshen keitz chayei. It's beyond comprehension, beyond belief, beyond life. It's something. Let's try to. I wanted to hear something. The musik of Tchias HaMeisim means like this. The chiyus that a person has within him, the perceptible chiyus, is mugbal, and it starts and finishes, and that's it. It's me'ofa atov lo'ofa toshuv. And the ruach goes someplace, but the pshat is the chiyus mitzad tzuras odom. Since Tzuras Adam is a guf and neshama, that mitzvah of guf and neshama is not nitzchias, and b'meila misa shoylet on it. That's the mitzvah of that chayim, and there's no and it has no hemshich. So the chiyus that a person is aware of, the chiyus that a person has in him is kovel with olam hazadik gedarim, and that's it. That's the mitzvah of that chiyus. The mitzvah that there's a chiyus that's of a different type. The Eitz HaChayim is a type of Eitz where there's a life that the Eitz HaDas cut down to size, and the Chiyus that a person has from after eating the Eitz HaDas starts and finishes, and then there's a Chiyus of Eitz HaChayim V'ochel V'chay Lo'ilam. V'ochel V'chay Lo'ilam means that there's another Nekuda, there's another type of Chiyus that's of a different type of Chiyus. That's a different, it's a different gather of Chiyus. Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is zeiche to these two halakim of the neshama, chay and yechida, are halakim of the neshama that are not shaykh to mesoilim. The other inyanim have some shaykh to mesoilim, nefesh for sure, ruach maybe, shaman possibly maybe, but the chay and yechida are shaykh only to Klal Yisrael. Those chelik and neshama. So the pshat is that nekuda, that type of life, that nekuda of chiyus was given to Yisrael as part of their mitzias. Everybody in Klal Yisrael has a double nefesh. He has a nefesh that is not different than the nefesh of any barrier. On a low level, not even different than a Baal Chai. On a higher level, not different than an Akum. On a deeper level, it's miyuchad to Klal Yisrael. And it's Tchias HaMeisim is not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes back. The Gemara says, where does a person live from? So the Gemara says the person lives from, there's a bone in the body called the luz, and the luz doesn't disintegrate. There's a pashta havon in it. If let's say I take a desk, I take a table, and I burn it to pieces, and that's it, and it disappears. And then I build another table. I don't say I reconstructed the table. There has to be, I mean, I made another table. I burnt a table. I made a table. In order for a person to come back, if there wouldn't be a nekuda that's the same, if there wouldn't be a nekuda that this is the atzmis and the rest was decoration. Sometimes I take an old building, like they do in Etzol, I take an old building, and I scrub it down, I rub it down, and I sand it, and it changed a lot. But I recognized the tzura that stayed. As long as the central nekuda stays, then the binyan stays as a binyan. Tzuras Adam of Yisrael, if a person were to be totally destroyed, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to create it again, so it's a new barrier. It looks like the old one. It sounds like the old one. It talks like the old one. But it stopped and it started. So that's a new one. Bal Korchach, there has to be a nekud of pnimius. It says that there's a nekuda, a bone in the body called luz, and that bone sticks around. Again, these are in yon and pnimium. Whatever it is, there's a nekuda that sticks, and that nekuda stays around. So the pshat for tchias ha-meisim, the inherent tchias ha-meisim is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu works wonders and he can make people come up again and go down again. It means that every person in Klal Yisrael has in himself a neshama pnimius that is chaya olam not b'secheinu. That's part of the Itzach Haim, the Kineshama. And that's a nekuda that is not boilet in a person. It's behester in a person. A person never taps into it. Just like Lamashal, once a person is born informed, the genes form no tachlis in the person. I mean, if somebody could go through the whole body and pluck out from every cell the genes, if I can't skate ganz gut, and a person will say, "I say this extra." And he doesn't understand that that's the sheirish. If you have to make a new cell, you're in trouble. Because this is where the chiyus of the person lies. So this is where the etzem nekuda of the person lies. The etzem nekuda of the person is that there's a chelek called chay yechid that has that neshama in it, and it's of a different kind. It's of a kind that doesn't disintegrate with the body. That's the herne. So to put it in a framework of the emunas, When a person believes, Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'olam haba, so the Rishonim all say that l'mais is schar is kol bay olam. If the tzaddikim they get schar, and if the Rishonim the nenash, Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'olam haba means they're intrinsically connected to olam haba. Be'etzem yesh lem chelek means Yerusha. They're not guests at a hotel, but every person in Klal Yisrael has an olam haba that can nefesh to himself. And the shaila is only if the only way a person can get away from that is if he cuts himself off from that nefesh. Kalaima that there's no tchias ameisim in Torah, so the pshat is he's cutting himself off from that. I mean he's disassociating, just like Lamashal. Let's take a grub dogma. A person has a tendency to steal. He has a weakness for stealing. But his conscience bothers him. So he goes to a psychiatrist to get rid of his conscience. So the person that becomes kuliganef. If a person denies, we're not talking, again, we're not talking about being kaifa. He says yes, he says no, he says yes, he says no. We're talking to the person means kaifa means he disassociates himself. He says, I don't have any shaykhs to such a mitzias. So, and that's the hair, that's the oimek of the Gemara, kol oimek shein tchias ha-meisim min ha-teira. If tchias ha-meisim is the pshat because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides at some point to make people again, so it means the person doesn't have it mitzad his atzmius. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides later to do it. So to me, it has no shaykhis. If it's in teira, so anything that's in teira is balkarach in the bria. If there's a remez remiza in the spitz of a tag in Torah that this exists, so it's part of the world. With the get of Yitzchak and the Rambam, this is a chelik of the Bria. So if a person, the only way a person, every person, even Rishay Yisrael, bepnim pnim yusam, have such a chiyus, and that's why they have a chelik lam haba. The only way a person can do it is a person by denying it and saying, there is no such part to me. There is no such chelek to me. So you cut yourself off. That's the hair in the Mishnah of Aimed, that there's no chesmeis min ha-teira. That's the mitzias of the mysterious nefesh. We're speaking about Yitzchak over here. It's not faket. by Avraham Avinu, what Avraham Avinu was trying to do was to bring into the world the Muslim Seir Nefesh. And Avraham Avinu's midas, it was a chesemes on the pulis he did. So Avraham stood for something. Avraham did pulis, and the Mesiras Nefesh is a price that he was willing to pay for it. That was the Mesiras Nefesh. In Yitzchak Avinu, that wasn't bechlal not. I mean, we don't see. I mean, certainly Yitzchak did a lot, and certainly, I mean, but if the Torah didn't say it, that means that that's not the chelik of it. Yitzchak Avinu, his etzem chius. Yitzchak Avinu doesn't start functioning in the limited way until Akedah. The first time we hear Yitzchak coming into his own is in the Akedah. Fakat, because Yitzchak had to be born at the Akedah. Yitzchak is somebody that's a living Tchias HaMesim, and the living Tchias HaMesim, not that he witnessed great miracles and b'meila he's Yitzchak is a cheftz of that chius. Be'etzim, that chius should be something that we shouldn't have any shaykhs to. That chius should be something we should not be able to connect to. That's why it's called a tzchoik. That's why Sarah disbelieved it, because there's no makom in tefisah seichel of such a metzias, and that's why it's called tzchoik. Tzchoik also lelekim. It doesn't make sense. It's something that's just out of bounds of reason. It says, I mean, the Pirkei Rablaz himself speaks about that when they were the koyfes Yitzchak. It says, umaloche asheres tzoyakim uboichim. Shenema hein er elam tzoaku chutza, er elam's malachim was screaming, malachi sholem mariv koyon, and malachim cried bitterly. Amma malach asho ziboyen sholem, mikreisa rachum v'chanon, shirachmech al kol ma'asecha, rachim al yitzok shu odom uben odom nek chanoch ki behem, and so on. So you see that the metzias, what does it mean when the malachim cried and screamed? What's the description? I mean, like malachim are usually heartless people, and even they were awakened. I mean, when you say that even malachim cried, so it's like you say even a stone wept. Malachim are what? They're not sensitive beings, and they were so appalled at the tragedy that their sensitivities were awakened. They cried. What are Chazal saying over here? You're talking about, we say it once more. We say the same thing by Rabbi Akiva. When the malachim came to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they said zu teir v'zu schara. That's the Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu shteik. Kach also lefanai, and if you scream anymore, afach oilun tevoi. What's at the hair inside? What are Chazal telling us? The answer is like this. The pshat is like this. People see things b'derech hateva, and a lot of kashas. Tzadik v'raloi, tzadik v'toivloi, rosh v'raloi, rosh v'toivloi. The mahalchim that we don't understand why, what, tefillah shigyonis. All of these inyanim, that's because we see only with mahalchi teva. And mahalchi teva leave a lot of open ends. There's no end to the mishpat. That's sefer Iyov. Malachim understand the whole mahalach of mishpat l'malach. The malachim are part of the mishpat. Vayisyatzvu miminoi mismoiloi. There's maiminim. There's masmilim. The malachim form the whole mahalach of ruchniistic interaction, and all of mishpat works through malachim. So malachim, their hair, the level of bria that's called malachim, their hairs, the mishpat in the world, because they hair all of the inyanim of mishpat that got brought into the world. This is this reason, that reason, the other reason. So they have a much completer picture. They don't have a problem with tzadik v'ra tzadik, but they hair everything. The rear, there are one, two, three times that the pshat was, it was past mahalchi mishpat. It was the havana did not lie in the olam malachim either. It was ani because ani, anoichi and ani. That's it. So in the places where we say that malachim cried, hein er elim tzaku, malachim mariv koyun, means that it was mufka legami from seichel. And the reason why it was mufka from seichel was because even Torah had no tshuva. It has no makom avana. Until there was no gilui of the third pasuk, it's mufka from avana. So those places where Malachim complained means that in Mahalchim Mishpat, the Malar has no Kotzer. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's what means the Shtach calls also Machshav Lefanai. This is something that has no shaykhis to din of Olam Malachim. It's called Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it says the Malachim cried means because the Maisa was a Maisa that was Mufka from the Mahalchim in this world. And when it says that from their crying he became blinded, I mean, you have to understand, each word in Chazal, you're talking, it's not stories. You have to learn up. You came blinded means, like we always say, when a person sees, it's the pshat he dehers. He's aware and understanding. Seeing is believing. When a person understands something, says, oh, I see it. Yitzchak Avinu stellt sich zu to Mahalach, that he could not see. His mahalach was a mahalach that had no, it was hafka from what the Inayim saw. That's the malachim crying means it was the ultimate of not understanding. It was the ultimate hafka from havana, and b'meila his re'iyah also went. He lived. Yitzchak's metzias was in an environment where re'iyah and havana weren't shaylet and weren't typhus. That was his metzias, and b'meila. Because he was a piece, so he was the bridge that brought down Tchias HaMesim into this world, so that we have some deher and some shaykhis to that metzias. If it wouldn't be for Yitzchak Avinu, a person could never tap into that neshama. A person could never have any shaykhis. It would be there and it would be totally behesta. We couldn't say the fact that Yitzchak Avinu was the herd Tchias HaMesim, not only the herd but his metzias at Tchias HaMesim, means that chelik of neshama, that chelik of chayin yechida, that shaykh to a person, it has a shaykhis. It can come up sometimes, some other times, but it's not mufka from the person. And the Radal here says very geshmak. He says that it says by Yitzchak that Chozra nefesh legufoy veomad al raglov. The omad al raglov here is that just like by Adam, it says when Chazal metayer the different times. First, he took Hakadosh Baruch Hu's megabel offer. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a tzura. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu was menapeach in the neshama. And then it says at a certain hour, I think the sixth hour, it says on the sixth hour, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchak got up. The standing up means coming into being. Being born. It's getting your kaima. So the mahalach over here of it means Yitzchak was born, not from Avram and Sarah, but he was born from this neshama of Tchias HaMesim. His Kom al Raglov, Omar al Raglov was an Omar al Raglov of that. And the bracha that he was mechadish is once a bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meisim was said once, we can also say it. We're answering Amen after Yitzchak's bracha. Normally, to make a bracha, you have to have a kesha to it. A person can't say, apples are tasty. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Meisim Baruch Priya Eitz. I have to bite into an apple. I have to hold a lulav and esrig in order to make a bracha on lulav. Tchias HaMesim, Mechaya HaMesim would be a bracha that would be mufka from us completely. If not for the fact that Yitzchak brought in, once the bracha of Atah Mechaya HaMesim was a bracha on something, on a mace that was called a tchia, so it shaykh for us to do it also. So summing up the points that we made, Yitzchak Avinu, Avram Avinu's Mahalach was an Oyver Hashem, B'chol Nishmosai, B'chol Ruchai, and he came to it from himself and went all the way. And his Mesiras Nefesh was Mesiras Nefesh that shows how much of a price a person is willing to pay for those things that are important. That's Avram's. Yitzchak brought in a whole new nekudah into Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak's Mesiras Nefesh is his whole metzias. There's a metzias in the person. There's a whole person that's built not on the tachtonis of a person, but it's built on the elyonis of a person. There's a whole part of a person, the whole pnimius of a person, the whole emes of a person is shayach to a whole different world. It's shayach to a world that's chayi olam, it's shayach to a world that doesn't become bottle, it's shayach to a world that's mufka for misa. His metzias says it. He doesn't have to do anything. Like it says by Yitzchak that he was kulei shalem. Kulei shalem means not because all of his ma'isim was shalem, his mahus was shalem. He was blind because he was be'etzem mufka from olam hazeh. He was in a world where this is not a world that has any meaning. There's nothing to see. It's like lemoshel, take somebody from somebody who lives very grandly and very wealthy. And you take him to a small, a poor dollar al dollar of somebody, and he says, take a look. Look at the kavod. There's nothing to look at. Well, what am I looking at? He's mufka from any shaykhs to the world around. Taking it down to lichnyanenu a little, it's very interesting. We make a brachas in the morning. And like the Gemara says in Brachas, Issa Inshu, when a person wakes up, he says, L'kai neshama sh'atabi, toiri atavotze, etzata, vachta neshama kirvi, so on, tazit mena, achsir basa lovay. We make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machsas ha'on neshama, and all the other, and the whole other Seda brachas are brachas for every part of a person that awakened. The person stands, the person goes, the person talks. All these are brachas, very understandable, very mesudic. Then there's another bracha, very mishunadik bracha. We start loyim yadim shemayim says of golim meida emes says of vav yashkav yeimar ribayne lam and so on. What's the mahos of that whole bracha? It's a long bracha. What's the mahos of the bracha? So it says the Rishonim bring down. Most of the nusach, the majority of the nusach is a ton of eliyah, and it's a bracha that was made nitakin or made b'shas hashmad. And it's a brach of Kiddushim Shemayim. That's why we say Beseisa Begolui, because people have to be Beseisa. And the brach ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadeh Shmoy Berabim. Kadesh Shmoy Berabim. But that's the brach. It's a brach on Kiddush Hashem. On Makdish Shmecha. And it's a brach on Kiddush Hashem. Mishum Nekeh Bracha to make it the first thing in the morning. I mean, there's a bracha to make when a person is Moisa Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem Moisa. I mean, besides, but why incorporate as part of the tefillah? Ich mein, Shas HaShemad is an unusual moment. May make it on the Chesan Yom Kippur, make it on the Tishbuch. It's a steady part of the tefillah. It's a steady, I mean, it's mashmat, so it's in the minyan brachas. Why, what, when, where? Teretz is, it's true. When Rishi Yisrael, Rishi Yisrael are Moisa Nefesh once in a life, it's a tremendous Moisa. And a tremendous thing, but if it just left for those moments of mysterious nefesh, then what effect does it have on the rest? I mean, not everybody is zoicha to die al kiddush Hashem, and where does that bracha have a shaychus to a person? Where does that mitzias have a shaychus? What a waste! Let's put it in such words. What a waste to have a special neshama just for mysterious nefesh for kiddush Hashem. How many people in the dairis? I mean, everybody has a little mysterious nefesh, but I mean that the only tachos that is neshama in the person is to jump in a fire b'shas hashmad. The teretz is once a person that hears that it's there, then the person can tap into it. Nothing. There are no closets to be used. You know, only in emergency. Let a person say to himself, if everything was up for grabs, if I had to be Moisa Nefesh, would I not give everything up? So what's with me? What do I really want? If I want everything that Kol Mishalei Libi, so why would I be willing to kill myself for it? And if I'm willing to kill myself for it, why do I want it? We're not talking about, of course Yetzirah is hard, and of course a person has to push, but the person has to start with an akud in himself that says, Be'etzim, if all the chips are down, this is what I would want. A person has to be able to say that real. A person looks around himself and he's lost. He really would not want to do any of this. So what's he building on? There's not a stone to build on. The Teretz is a person, every person in a serious moment knows that if push came to shove and it was a real choice of being Mekadosh Meberabim, so the person would give it up. So that means that the pnim pnimis of a person, there's a nefesh called Yechida, And it says, the Zohar says it on Yitzchok, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyachid shmoy on Yitzchok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could call himself with Yitzchok's name, Pachat Yitzchok, because Yitzchok was kol kuloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has it in him, and a person knows he has it in him. So if this is the pnim pnimis of the person, so shouldn't I rebuild? Isn't that myself? I'm looking to find myself. I'm looking to see, how do I, under what lines would I build it? If the rock bottom is rock, if the rock bottom is oyman yichayma, if things came to a head, this is what I would do. So the pshasa, everything else, I'm distorting my tzura. It's not me. I'm being taken by a momentary taiva. I'm being blinded by a friend. I'm being swept along because I don't feel, because I'm lazy to do something else. So the bracha of kiddush shem shemayim in the morning is a bracha that a person that has the pnimius of the lekai neshama is the mekadosh shmei berabim. If the person is kaveh brachas on the tzura chitzoinis of himself, the person is kaveh bracha on it's not when and if the guy would come along with the gun, I'm ready to go. It's the pshat that the person says it's there, and if it's there and the deepest part of myself, so isn't that myself? Take away the mitzadei govern, take away the pekeach ivrim, take away everything else. But down bottom, this is what I am. And v'meil, this is the hair that Yitzchok Avinu, he vayeda that chias hameisins min ha-teira. Vayeda Yitzchok that chias hameisins min ha-teira means he deherited in now. Chias hameisins is not something that will happen. Chias hameisins is something that deherited in the bria. He deherited, and the bria deherited with him. The whole Bria got this nekuda of Yechida, as it's called, and it became part of the pnimius. And if a person stays alive, nitzchias, it's because everything else rots away in the grave, and that's left. That's the only reason why the person has a nitzchias to him. A person has to understand that part of the chibut akeva is that every single part of his self and every single part of his mitzias that's not nitzchias rots. A person watches in his cave, as layer after layer of everything that he thinks he is falls away and disintegrates. I once saw the Rabbi Nesad Yigon, says a Gevaldika, he deheres chibut akeva, very interesting. He says certainly a person doesn't feel any pain in the grave. The body is, there's no nerves and there's no senses. But he said, imagine, the mushal is my mushal, but this is what he says. Let's say a person lives in a house for 25 years and then a fire comes and burns it down to the ground. Let's say the person is insured to the hilt. He's twice as much insurance than any. But the person has tremendous sacrifice nefesh because the house is me. This is me, and this is where I spent 25 years, and now it's ashes. Let's say a person was in a hotel for a night, and then a week later he reads the newspaper, the hotel burned down to the ground. Oh, you know, fine, good. You know, Baruch Hashem, I wasn't there. That's it. If a person that has his goof, and everything in his goof he has as being a hotel, and this is a kli to do things, but the real me is someplace else inside. So when the goof rats, it rats. I've used it, you know, I used the car, it lasted a long time. Fine, gendik. But if a person lived with that his self was his hair that was combed a certain way, and this and that, every chitzonis about him, and layer after layer it rots away, it's a tremendous sacrifice nefesh. That's how Rabbi Nesad Yigoyen explains chibut akeva, that it's in direct proportion to the person's sense of self. But we're talking about even the more pneumistic layers. In the nefesh, everything disappears, rots, disintegrates, till that nekuda of Yechida, till that nekuda that Yitzchak brought into a person. So a person has to understand that if there's a nitzchias to the person, and if there's a teichelas for a person, so it's only because somewhere he was able to draw onto it, he was able to mashpia from that nekuda on the rest of the person. So it's not Yitzchak Avinu. We don't find the Torah his peulas mitzad chutz, but the peula that he brought over that chelik of neshama that's nitzchis in Klal Yisrael, that's Yitzchak Avinu. And from the time that Yitzchak Avinu stood up, and his whole mitzias was a mitzias of that nefesh, then the Baruch Atah Hashem Chaya Meisim is a chelik of everybody in Klal Yisrael. And everybody in Klal Yisrael can have some shaykhus to it and take that chelik of chiyas nitzchis of a person and be mashpia on the rest of the person. Shabbos.